This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Kerala today. Commissioning of Vizhinjam port in Thiruvananthapuram, which is the country's first deepwater container transshipment port, will mark a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala on the global maritime map. Prime Minister will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh this evening. The Prime Minister will also flag off the construction of core capital facilities in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
In line with government's commitment to ensure world-class infrastructure and connectivity across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 7 national highway projects and lay foundation stone of 6 national highway projects and 1 railway project in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the Legislative Assembly, High Court, Secretariat and other administrative buildings worth over 11,240 crore in Amaravati, the greenfield capital of Andhra Pradesh. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of missile test range at Nagailanka and PM Ekta Mall in Visakhapatnam through virtual mode from Amaravati. Sai Sishla for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
India is set to host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time as part of WAVE Summit at Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai today. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The four-day summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Over 60 countries are expected to participate in the event with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa and the Americas. In Uttarakhand, portals of Kedarnath Dham were opened for devotees at 7 a.m. today in Rudraprayag district amid the echoing chants of Vedic mantras and special rituals. Thousands of pilgrims from across India and abroad gathered to witness this divine moment. The air resonated with spiritual fervor as the sacred valley of Kedarnath came alive with devotion, faith and celebration. The Supreme Court has said that doctors should only prescribe generic medicines and not any particular brand, aligning with the recent directive issued in Rajasthan, hearing a petition seeking regulation of unethical marketing practices by pharmaceutical companies. The apex court said if this directive is implemented across the country, it will bring about a huge change. The apex court remarked that the issue of pharmaceutical companies allegedly bribing doctors will be resolved if there is a statutory mandate for doctors to prescribe generic medicines. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the record GST collection in April showcases the resilience of Indian economy and effectiveness of cooperative federalism. Gross GST collections for April stood at 2.36 lakh crore rupees, making a 12.6% increase over the gross collection in April 2024. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman expressed deepest gratitude to the taxpayers whose contributions and faith in the GST architecture drive the nation's progress. She said their contributions reflect a shared commitment to building a Viksit Bharat. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain brought much-needed relief to Delhi and the National Capital Region, including Noida, from the persistent heat wave this morning. India Met Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days. Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL, has informed that some flights have been impacted at Delhi Airport due to thunderstorms and heavy rainfall in the national capital. It also requested the passengers to contact the airline concerned for updated flight information. In IPL T20 cricket, host Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur, chasing a target of 218 runs set by Mumbai Indians. Rajasthan Royals were all out for 117 in 16.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.